97.9 FM, WCHL, and University Square present Side Dish, hosted by Deborah Miller. Side Dish, featuring 30 minutes of tasty talk with local chefs, culinary experts, and more. Side Dish is brought to you by University Square, local and legendary shopping and dining in downtown Chapel Hill. University Square, see you there. Now, here's your host for Side Dish, Deborah Miller.
Welcome to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller, and I have a room full of special guests today from Merritt's Store and Grill. Robin Britt, Mike Solins on guitar, Bob Herring on fiddle, Gail Gillespie on banjo, and Dwight Rogers on ukulele. You're going to love this. Fabulous. That is the most exciting thing I think has ever happened on Side Dish. I know. Okay, so we have a studio full of people, and we're going to spend a few minutes here talking with Robin Britt, who's the owner of Merritt's Store and Grill, and with Bob Herring, who was playing fiddle with the, and we've just named the group. I got to be in on that. That was pretty cool. You're the, the BLTs.
And Gail.
And Gail. And so the reason this is all happening, and this is all very timely, is there's new music starting, and you've done some renovations out in the yard and all that good stuff. Tell us about that, Robin.
Well, we actually started in September of last year, having our first outdoor concert. We've had four Merritt's House concerts. They're small and intimate.
Are they in the house or outside the house?
We've had three that are in the house and one that's outside the house, which is, we had about 200 people there. It was a fabulous, beautiful fall evening.
Uh-huh.
And we're having our second outdoor concert this Saturday at Meet, Greet, and Eat. It is at 6, and the concert is at 7.
Wonderful.
With Big Medicine. And so we're trusting it will be a beautiful spring evening.
I'm hoping so. We're going to talk to the weather people about this one, because I was over Saturday. I had to come do a little research. I know my job just sucks, doesn't it? Had to come have a BLT and listen to. You have music every Saturday, and I saw some of you guys that are here in the studio were playing while I was enjoying my Saturday BLT on a beautiful day. And how did the idea for the series come up? I mean, Bob, are you involved in that? What's your role?
Well, Robin calls me the minister of music, which is
very
nice of her. When I was blessed to get this job, I was hired as Robin's basically opener. I worked in the back in the grill at first. I did a lot of different things and then progressed to basically the morning manager. And then as I got to know Robin, I found out that her son, Bobby Britt, is a fantastic fiddle player himself. And he plays with a band, called Town Mountain. They're a bluegrass band. And they're fantastic. And they were the one that Robin was referring to when she said that we had over 200 people at that outdoor concert where Town Mountain played.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just kind of a very natural process. And Robin was gracious enough to offer me the chance to play whenever we wanted to at the store, basically. Mm-hmm. But we decided that Saturdays would be a good day at the noon hour when there's usually a lot of people.
I'll say. We're going to have to go to break, but before we go, Robin, give us address and all that good stuff.
So we are at the south end of town on Columbia Street, 1009 South Columbia Street. And we have a Facebook page, Merritt Store and Grill. And that's where you can find out most Saturdays. We have banjos and BLTs, live music. And our webpage is MerrittStoreAndGrill.com.
Well, y'all, hang on to that thought. We got to go to break. You're listening to Side Dish on 97.9 FM WCHL. We'll be right back.
We now return to Side Dish, brought to you by University Square. Unique, locally owned shops with free parking in downtown Chapel Hill. University Square. See you there. Once again, your host on WCHL, Deborah Miller.
Welcome back to Side Dish, and I am, oh my gosh, this is so much fun. I'm in a room with a bunch of good-looking musicians and a beautiful Gail over here and beautiful Robin over here, and I might never go to work today. So we're talking about Merritt's Store and Grill, and Bob, you were just sort of starting to hint away at Robin's vision for what's going on over there.
Right. Well, Robin's an artist in herself, and she has this vision of the store. And I myself, as an employee there, since I've started, I've seen some wonderful changes, and the store has grown so much in this short time I've been there, which is like almost 4 years or something like that. And it's a community gathering place.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, we get all sorts of people coming through there. We get college students, we get construction workers, we get professionals, we get people driving around beautiful North Carolina, finding themselves at the store, and just, you know, by surprise. And they're always so thrilled that they came there.
It's like, I wonder what's going on here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was really impressed on Saturday when I walked around. I looked at, where you've got the little stage built out back. And I don't even want to imagine how you got all those boulders back there. I mean, oh, my God. Is that how you got so strong? So you can't see this, but Bob's over here flexing his muscles. And I imagine it. Now I'm going to imagine you having lifted all those rocks.
No.
So I stopped and I got my BLT. I got a single. I have been known to get a double, but you can get a single BLT, which is what? Five, how many pieces of bacon on?
Five
pieces. A double has how many?
Seven or eight, depending on the size.
A triple
has nine or ten, depending on the size.
Bacon lovers, unite. I got two, I confess, took one home, ate half there, took one home, and had my next couple of meals off of these BLTs. They're so good. And it's a magical place. I used to live on Purefoy Road when we were growing up in Chapel Hill. So I was kind of a neighborhood person. But It's pretty exciting for me to go in there and see what you've done with it. And I love the decor, and I don't know how you decided everything to put in the cases, but you've done good. Now, I'm doing all the talking. Come on, Robin.
Well, I was just going to say the store is really a labor of love, mm-hmm. of many people, and who have caught the vision of what it can be. We have an old French long table that's from a monastery. We have chairs that we're not sure where they came from, but
Louis the Sultan
French chairs that desperately need upholstering on the bottoms. We have many things. It's not like
eclectic.
It's very eclectic, and it's very resourceful. And
really comfortable.
And hopefully very comfortable, pleasing,
And lots of outdoor dining options.
We have lots mm-hmm. in the front. We have tables and chairs in the midst of our Columbia Street construction of
yes.
enlarging 3,000 feet of road. And then we out back, we have a little bouldered area with picnic tables and bamboo.
Well, we're gonna take a pause here because we're gonna hear some more music, and then when we come back, we're gonna talk a little bit more about the music series.
Lord, I got them old lonesome road blues. I got them old lonesome road blues, and ain't gonna be treated this way. Yes, I'm going down that road feeling bad. I'm going down that road feeling bad, and ain't gonna be treated this way. I'm way down in jail on my knees, and they feed me on cornbread and beans. These $10 shoes don't fit my feet. No, these $10 shoes don't fit my feet. These $10 shoes don't fit my feet, and ain't gonna be treated this way.
We now return to Side Dish, brought to you by University Square, local and legendary downtown shopping and dining. Now welcomes KidZoo Children's Museum. See you there. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Once again, here's Deborah Miller.
Welcome back to Side Dish, and I'm Deborah Miller, and y'all, you don't even know. This is the first time I've done this in the studio, and how delightful this is. And we're going to talk for a few more minutes, and then I'll let y'all play it out for me. So, Robin, we were talking a little bit about old-time string band music. You and I sort of whispering here, and you were wanting to talk about how this kind of got its start.
Well, the history of music for a person actually starts when they're in their mother's womb. And the heartbeat is the first teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
good point.
Every day for 9 months,
we get percussion.
We get percussion. We get instruction. We get
rhythm.
Mm-hmm. We get passion. We get heart. It's just an amazing thing. So when we're born and we come into music, it's a natural thing for us. So in my life, my dad was a jazz lover. I grew up in the 50s. When he got home from work, he would turn on jazz music. I would sit beside him in the recliner, and we'd listen to these huge speakers with jazz.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my birthing in music. And then when I began working as an artist with an advertising agency, I was at the office. I was setting up music, and the FM station began playing classical music, which I never had heard before. And they played Vocalese by Rachmaninoff. And I fell on the floor weeping. Mm. And I realized, oh my goodness, there's something powerful. And when I was in college, I would go to the State Fair in Raleigh, and there'd be the folk festival, and this music was playing. And I would sit for 3 hours watching mm-hmm. and listening. And so you can see the music has been kind of different.
Mm-hmm.
But what I loved about this music is the excellence and the individual person I was able to take in, who the people were that mm-hmm. were playing. So when our son began playing violin at 5 and then moved into fiddle, it was a very natural thing. So having Bob Herring come in and being passionate about this kind of music and bringing together the likes of these amazing people week after week has been huge joy, and we want to share it.
Well, and share it we will. Mm-hmm. And our time's up. I hate that. What I want to leave y'all with is a little bit more of the BLT string band. Mm-hmm. And go check out Merritt's website, get the music information, the concert and the Facebook page and all that, and you'll get all the information you need. Thank you, guys. We're going to listen to you going out. And you have been listening to Side Dish on 97.9 FM, WCHL, going out with the BLTs and Merritt's Grill.
Thank you, Deborah Miller.